From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starter from news, news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuga Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. To control the transmission of the COVID-19 virus during the Christmas and New Year's holidays, the Indonesian government has issued again a policy so that the Indonesian people do not travel abroad. It was said by Minister of Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan in a virtual press conference on Monday. Empirically, the transmission of COVID-19 in Indonesia has been flattening for more than 150 days. Has Indonesia entered an endemic condition yet? Let's wait. I think in January, after Indonesia will have gone through all of this. We must not be arrogant, but until now, Indonesia is still at level 1 and Indonesia is still confident. But everyone has to work together. The government urges the people not to go abroad first, so the people don't bring disease into Indonesia. There are still many tourism destinations in Indonesia that they can visit. Meanwhile, at the same occasion, Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, who was also present virtually, stated that more than 70 countries had begun to raise their level of vigilance against the Omicron variant infection, including the UK, which had raised its alert status to level 4 after the addition of 1,239 cases on December 12th. In this case, the Indonesian government firmly urges Indonesians' people who do not have urgent interest not to travel abroad. Minister of Public Works and Public Housing PUPR Basuki Hadimulyono discussed potential cooperation in toll road and housing development with representatives of Turkish companies at the ministry's headquarters in Jakarta on Monday. He was accompanied by Indonesian Ambassador to Turkey, Lalo Muhammad Iqbal. As reported by Antara, Minister Basuki Hadimulyono remarked in a written statement released the same day that Indonesia is looking forward to the participation of Turkish enterprises in development programs in Indonesia. He also said that he expects the meeting to strengthen the two countries' bilateral cooperation and help Indonesia to realize its infrastructure development projects. The result of research and innovation must be able to improve the welfare of the community and make real contribution to the national development. As quoted by Antara, Acting Chief Secretary of the National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN, Nur Triari Sustianingsih made the remarks at the launch of the Research and Innovation Week 2021 on Monday. That research and innovation must play a role in the efforts of nation advancement and society prosperity. She further said that research and innovation must make concrete contribution to national development in terms of improving the community's progress and welfare if the results of research, development, assessment, and application can be used to meet the needs of the community. Secretary General of Manpower Ministry Anwar Sanusi underscored the government commitment to implementing the Job Loss Insurance or JKP program to commence in 2022. As reported by Antara, Sanusi noted during a discussion on job market access in JKP on Monday that the government remains committed to implementing this JKP. The regulation from the government and the Manpower Ministry and Finance Ministry have been completed. The Secretary General remarked that based on the decision of the Constitutional Court regarding the Job Creation Act with the JKP program in it, the law is still valid until it is revised within 2 years. Let's move on to the international news. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention CDC on Monday advised Americans against travel to Italy, Greenland, and Mauritius, citing COVID-19 concerns. As reported by Reuters.com, the CDC now lists 84 destinations at level 4, very high classification, including nearly all of Europe. The United States imposed new rules effective December 6, requiring international air travelers arriving in the United States to obtain a negative COVID-19 test within one day of travel. President of Tunisia, Kais Saied, has said that Tunisia will hold a referendum on constitutional reform on July 25th and new parliamentary election on December 17, 2022. As reported by Reuters.com, President of Tunisia, Kais Saied, on Monday stated changes to the constitution will follow a public online consultation starting in January and the parliament would remain suspended until a new one was elected. The South Korean President Moon Jae-in stated that North and South Korea, the U.S. and China, agree in principle to declare a formal end to the Korean War, which ended in an armistice. But he also said the talks have yet to begin because of North Korea's demands. As quoted by BBC.com, the Korean War, which lasted from 1950 to 1953, split the peninsula into two. North and South Korea have technically been at war ever since, backed by China and the U.S. respectively, and locked in the tense relationship. Having made engagement with the North a cornerstone of his presidency, President Moon has long advocated for a formal declaration to the end of the conflict, but observers believe that it will be very difficult to achieve. That was the news. President Joko Widodo received two honorary visits, the courtesy visit of the U.S. Secretary of State Antony J. Blinken and the Secretary of the Security Council of the Russian Federation Nikolai P. Patrushev at the State Palace in Jakarta on Monday. During the meeting, President Joko Widodo pointed out Indonesia's priority in the G20 presidencies. Quoting, presidentstree.go.id. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi in her statement after accompanying President Joko Widodo revealed that during the meeting, Indonesia hopes that the United States can become one of its partners in the economic sector, including in the investment. She added that Indonesia also hopes to become a part of the global supply chain for the health sector. Meanwhile, in a meeting with the Secretary of the Security Council of the Russian Federation, President Joko Widodo said that in 2023, Indonesia will chair ASEAN. Therefore, he hopes for cooperation with Russia as long as Indonesia is the chairman of ASEAN. Minister Retno Marsudi further pointed out that the United States and Russia are two of Indonesia's good partners. At the end of her statement, Minister Retno Marsudi emphasized that Indonesia will continue to develop strategic trust with all countries and all Indonesian partners. The spirit of strategic trust has been kept being prioritized by President Joko Widodo. In international meetings such as the November 2020 APEC Summit, the 4th Asian-Russia Summit, and the 24th Asian-Japan Summit at the end of October 2021, President Joko Widodo often emphasized the importance of the strategic trust. As remarked by Minister Retno Marsudi, this strategic trust is also needed to build a peaceful, stable, and prosperous world. The visit of high-ranking officials from the world's two superpowers that are also members of the G20, the United States and Russia, at the end of 2021, is an important note for Indonesia. Indonesia will keep strengthening the strategic trust with all countries and partners. This proves that Indonesia is strongly committed to contributing and creating a peaceful, stable, and prosperous world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Keinginanmu mulai tumbuh.
menyusuri jalan bersamanya di kala dinginnya senja. Hanya berduaan tanpa tahu tujuan, bahkan tidak mau tahu. Namun sudah saatnya untuk pulang. Tak ingin kau akhiri hari itu. Biar dia merindukanmu sendiri.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Central Executive Board of the Indonesian National Ship Owners Association, INSA, appreciates the Indonesian government and all parties involved so that Indonesia was re-elected as a member of the International Maritime Organization, IMO, Board Category C for the period 2022-2023. As quoted on the republika.co.id, chairperson of the INSA, Carmelita Hartoto, said in her statement in Jakarta on Sunday that the success in maintaining its Category C member of the IMO Council shows Indonesia's existence in international maritime affairs, so her side is grateful. She also said that this is a gift for Indonesia at the year-end 2021. Her side did welcome Indonesia's success in remaining as a member country of the Category C IMO Council because this is an opportunity for Indonesia to participate in determining world maritime policies. In addition, Carmelita also pointed out that INSA is also grateful to all countries that have supported Indonesia and cast their votes so that Indonesia can again become a member of the Category C IMO Council. According to her, Indonesia is very interested in maintaining the security and safety of waters, considering that Indonesia is an archipelago country with the second longest coastline in the world. Being a member of the Category C IMO Council makes Indonesia participate in formulating international maritime policies which are representative of countries which has a special interest in maritime and maritime transportation and represents all major geographic areas of the world. Carmelita also stated that this is a momentum for Indonesia to bring maritime issues to the international world. As we know, Indonesia is one of the 48 member countries of the IMO Council. Of the total countries, they are divided into Category A, 10 countries, Category B, 10 countries, and Category C, 20 countries. In the Category C elections, Indonesia received 127 votes. Apart from Indonesia, other countries included Singapore with 145 votes, Egypt with 135 votes, followed by Cyprus and Malta with 133 votes each. In addition, there are the Bahamas, Malaysia, and Chile.
Duh. wahai diri, ubahlah arusmu jadi arah yang dia sukai rendah kala hatimu. Duhai alam, hujani dia dengan cinta dan hatinya yang terbuka, aku menyayanginya dan terbukalah hatimu, ada jalan untukku milikimu, sayangimu. Hatimu ada jalan untukku milikimu sayangimu.
Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, we take you to Ende District on Flores Island, East Nusa Tenggara. Not only blessed with beautiful natural panoramas, Ende is also blessed with local wisdom, such as art, culture, tradition, and traditional food. If one day you can travel again, there is one area with a complete tour package, namely West the Tusoko Village. The location is only 33 kilometers from Ende City and 45 minutes from Ende Airport. The village, which has an ecotourism concept, is a buffer for Kelimutu Lake and the main entrance to Kelimutu National Park. This village offers a natural panorama in the form of terraced rice fields, hills, valleys, to plantation areas. Listener, when visiting this village, you will be welcomed with a traditional dance. Then you will be invited to enter a traditional house and enjoy sirih pinang or betel nut, cigarettes, and moke or local mocktail as a symbol of traditional welcome from the Rini Datusoko tribe. In order to get to know the local culture better, you will also be invited to tour the house and be explained about symbols in the traditional house, the role of the traditional house, the traditional structure, and various information about local culture. In addition to the welcoming dance, in the studio, Sangualu dance is also usually performed. It is a dance passed down from generation to generation from the ancestors. When visiting the tourism village of West de Tusoko, there are many activities. Even each hamlet has its own uniqueness and different tourism attractions. For example, rice field tours and river tours, as well as visiting traditional villages in Wolono Hamlet, waterfalls and old villages in Wolobudu Hamlet and Pemonago Hamlet, and horticultural tourism in Nuagiu Hamlet. Uniquely, this tourism village is terraced rice fields which has different size. If you walk along the rice fields, you'll find a colorful Kaliloaria bridge. The village also has a tour of the Ae Oka de Tusoko hot spring, which contains sulfur and is believed to cure skin diseases. Listener, you can also take part in rice field activities with local farmers or see the processing of traditional coffee process. During the coffee harvest season, around August to September, you can participate in harvesting coffee, processing coffee with various techniques, visiting a coffee drying house, seeing traditional roasting, and cupping typical De Tusoko coffee. De Tusoko village also has a hangout place called Le Palio Cafe. You can enjoy a variety of local foods and drinks while looking at the refreshing view of the rice fields. Actually, there are many tour packages offered by this village manager and you can choose which one you like. One of them is the One Day Be a Farmer. The activities start in the morning, such as feeding livestock such as chickens, pigs, goats, and cows. Then drinking coffee, having breakfast, and trying sirih pinang or betel nut. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Semoga ada yang menerangi sisi gelap ini, menanti seperti pelangi setia menunggu hujan reda. Semoga ada yang menerangi menunggu hujan reda.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a segment in Voice of Indonesia's program which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in the language or Bahasa Indonesia. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development and Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Cuaca dan Musim. Cuaca dan musim, which means weather and season. Next is an example of a conversation related to today's topic entitled Cuaca Mendung. Cuaca Mendung, which means cloudy weather. This conversation takes place between Kevin and Nuni. Nuni plans to take Kevin for a walk. However, when they leave the restaurant, the weather looks cloudy. Let's listen to their conversation.
Ya, mendung. Padahal tadi pagi cuacanya cerah.
Iya, seharusnya sore ini kita ke taman.
Besok saja, Nuni.
After listening to the conversation, I will present phrases and vocabulary related to today's topic, which is cuaca mendung. Cuaca mendung, meaning cloudy weather. I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Mendung. Mendung, which means cloudy. Padahal. Padahal, which means whereas or while in a fact. Tadi pagi. Tadi pagi, which means this morning. Cuacanya cerah. Cuacanya cerah, which means the weather is sunny. Seharusnya. Seharusnya, which means it should. Sore ini. Sore ini, which means this afternoon. Kita ke taman. Kita ke taman, which means we go to the park. Besok saja. Besok saja, which means tomorrow then. Mengapa siang ini hujan? Mengapa siang ini hujan? Which means, why is it raining today? Menurut perkiraan. Menurut perkiraan, which means according to the forecast. Cuaca hari ini panas. Cuaca hari ini panas, which means today's weather is hot. In the conversation, you heard the phrase ya mendung, which means oh no, it's cloudy. Padahal tadi pagi cuacanya cerah. Padahal tadi pagi cuacanya cerah, which means whereas this morning the weather was sunny. The phrase ya mendung, padahal tadi pagi cuacanya cerah. Ya mendung, padahal tadi pagi cuacanya cerah, which means oh no, it's cloudy, whereas this morning the weather was sunny, is an expression that means conflict. In that expression, there is a word padahal. Padahal, which means whereas or while in fact. The word is used to convey opposition. When you want to convey an expression of contradiction, you can use the word padahal. Padahal. Another example. Let's listen to another example of the expression conveying the opposite. Mengapa siang ini hujan ya? Mengapa siang ini hujan ya? Which means, why is it raining today? Iya, padahal menurut perakiraan, cuaca hari ini panas. Iya, padahal menurut perakiraan, cuaca hari ini panas. Which means, yes, in fact, according to the forecast, today's weather is hot. In Indonesia is a country that is crossed by the equator and is a tropical country. This makes Indonesia a country with a fairly high rainfall. The beginning of the rainy season changes every year. It usually starts in October or November. The peak of the rainy season usually occurs in January or February. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, let's speak Indonesian today. For more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation one more time.
Ya mendung, padahal tadi pagi cuacanya cerah.
Iya, seharusnya sore ini kita ke taman.
Besok saja, Nuni.
Listener, that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia. Let's speak Indonesian with the topic cuaca dan musim. Cuaca dan musim, which means weather and season. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who wants to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening. Sampai jumpa.
Cerita perihati yang luka, cinta sederhana, kau pun.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku を着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
وقو انتقال فيروس كوفيد 19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني
رانج جنشوي بيتاي كونجاو يفانشو سيمسين قوانجوان بندو فييان دا چوانبو ودا كوجاو باوهوني ودا كوجاو باوهو
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Semanis Madu by Ratna Fitdanu. Composed by Emen, the song consists of the lines of pantun or rhyming poetry. The lyrics of the song tell the story of two people who fall in love with each other, but they are too shy to express their feelings. The woman waits for the man to express love, while the man who also loves her still doubts if he can be accepted by the woman's family. Alright, listener, this is Semanis Madu by Ratna Fitdanu. Enjoy the song.
Voice of Indonesia. Of Indonesia.
Tanpa kekasih.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safidadala. See you on the next English program.